Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. One of the most influential movements in the history of African-American arts and culture is the Harlem Renaissance. Spanning from 1918 through the mid-1930s, the Cultural Awakening birthed literary, musical, theatrical, and visual artists whose legacy lives on. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Harlem Renaissance, Thalian Hall is presenting the Harlem 100 Tour, a multimedia performance by Harlem-based jazz band Mwinso and the Shakes. The national 32-city tour comes to Thalian Hall's main stage on Saturday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. And we're joined by Thalian Hall Executive Director of 40 years, Tony Rivenbark. First of all, congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award from the Star News.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm happy that we're celebrating the centennial of the Harlem Renaissance, which, as you know, is one of my favorite periods.
Anyone who loves American music and American theater and American musical theater, if you take the Harlem Renaissance out of that and the music that came out of that, we would have a much poorer cultural life by 30%, maybe more, without the Harlem Renaissance, without all those incredible artists that came out of that, the roots of music that came from Africa, and then the development of the blues as that came out of New Orleans and the Lower South. You just cannot take it out of the mix. We just don't have nothing without the extraordinary music that and artists that came out of that period of time. We're getting a chance to see a concentrated, high-energy, exciting, beautiful show. And this is the one of the first cities on the tour. So we're seeing it really fresh out of New York. Part of the music that they're featuring is Fats Waller, Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, Bessie Smith. I mean, so this is really a smorgasbord of the great artists of that period.
Again, we're talking about Harlem 100, a national tour coming to Thalian Hall's main stage on Saturday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. The tour was created in collaboration with the National Jazz Museum in Harlem, and Mwinso and the Shakes were also a runner-up in this past year's Tiny Desk Contest. Tony Rivenbark, the executive director, longtime executive director of Thalian Hall. In fact, are you the only executive director?
Yes, the only person with that title.
In addition to the season opening Harlem 100, you have quite the lineup this season.
I mean, we're bringing in Bollywood, a Bollywood company of dancers. We've never had anything like that in Thalian Hall. Ever in its history have we had anything like that. A step crew. Everybody loves Celtic music in this part of the world. We've always had great success with that. And then step dancing. That is such a thrill and has been for years. We've got a local, a North Carolinian, somebody who's actually, my family knows, I grew up with them. Danielle Johnson from Duplin County is now a wonderful folk and country and western singer and grew up in Warsaw, where I'm from. And she is performing. We're really proud to bring in, you know, somebody that's a home folk person who has made it somewhere else in the rest of the world. The Lords of 52nd Street, I mean, the Billy Joel's band, they are fantastic. That's a super thing. The Drifters, I mean, you don't need to say anything. Malpas Brothers, another great Nashville group that are managed out of North Carolina. And the Christmas Carol, every year we do one of those. The Nutcracker, we've got that. And the Little Mermaid. Of course, the New Year's Eve gala, best New Year's Eve party in the entire city. So what we've done is provided a great way to entertain you with a few drinks in between and dinner and one parking place, so you don't have to roam around. So you come down at 6:30, and we have dinner and drinks, and then we have a Broadway show, and we are doing Broadway for us, and it is La Cage aux Folles. We've got a show all on Liberace. We've got some great comedians. We're closing out with Lee Rocker. Beanstalk, Jack and the Beanstalk. I will be doing Bossy the Cow, one of my iconic whatever. Oh, and of course, our fourth annual Bluegrass Bash, which is one of our most popular events that we bring in local bluegrass bands, three bands, and local food and local beer, all in one evening in Thalian Hall for an incredible evening of three artists and then a jam session with all of them at a very good price.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Tony Rivenbark, Executive Director of the historic Thalian Hall Center for the Performing Arts. Harlem 100, celebrating the centennial anniversary of the Harlem Renaissance, takes place on Thalian Hall's main stage, Saturday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. More information is available on their website, thalianhall.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.